We need to arise and build Christians in this country. Turn to John chapter 4. John chapter 4. And of course, I'm talking about soul winning. You know, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, it says, "Now then we are ambassadors for Christ." Look, soul winning is the first real grassroots movement. That's what it's going to take. Now, I said we were taking this thing from the top down. At the very bottom is the individual. Soul winning is the grassroots movement that we need in this country. Okay, we need to hit people one by one. And that's where we all come in as individuals. Okay, look, I used to be really political, like in my 20s, I suppose. You know, I'm diehard Republican and all this kind of stuff. I'm embarrassed to say it now. I used to listen to Rush and Hannity and all those guys. Here's the funny thing about all that. I now work with a guy who loves to listen to all those guys, and I had to listen to it for probably 10 years. And I go into his job trailer every now and then, and he's got these talk radio guys on. You know what they're saying now that's different from 10 years ago? Nothing. It's all the same stuff. You know, it's crazy. Nothing's changed. They're not changing anything. You know, the average retired 60-plus-year-old person in this country watches 7.5 hours of TV a day. And most people that I know, they're watching Fox News. They're changing the country by watching Fox News. No, you're going to change the country by getting out there and giving people the gospel. That's how you're going to change the country. Okay? You're going to get people saved, and you're going to build them into Christians. And then they're going to be part of churches like this.
Amen.
And then it steamrolls. See, now we got a snowball effect coming. The Bible says, "And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, 'He told me all that I ever did.' So then when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And then many more believed on him," it says, "because of the things that he said." But what I want to get at here is that he abode there 2 days. Okay, so he didn't just get some people saved and just be like, "All right, come out." Right? He abode there 2 days and he taught the people. So on top of soul winning, please do not forget that we are also here to turn people into disciples. We are here to, you know, we want to help build people up. Many times, you know, I don't do this enough. It's something I'm constantly reminding myself to do, because you go out, you get somebody saved, you pray with them, they accept Christ, and then a lot of times I'll sit there and I'll spend 15, 20 minutes talking about that person, to that person about their life. I just spend a lot of time talking to them about how their salvation has nothing to do with their life. Right? It's nothing to do with what you do. It's only what you believe. And it's not your works. It's a gift that God wants to give you. Nothing to do with you. Not one penny. But then I want to talk to them about, hey, now that you are saved and you have been given this gift, God wants you to live a certain life. And he wants you to read the Bible and learn the Bible and fix your life and live a certain way so you can get this gift out to other people. Yeah. Right? So please keep this in your heart to actually disciple people. Have them come to church, get baptized. I mean, there is nothing like seeing families come to church after they've gotten saved. It's my favorite thing in the world to see. Families come to church. Their families get stronger. They, after soul winning, they came from soul winning. Well, the soul winning work. They come to church. They've been in the church for years. They're homeschooling families. They're soul winners now themselves. It's a wonderful thing. That's how it's going to work. We're going to make this thing exponential. We're going to build Christians. Preachers. The preachers are the heroes that are going to save this country. They're going to stand up when people are threatening them and threatening their family. They're going to stand up and preach the word of God to a faithless and perverse generation. That's the heroes that are going to save this country.
Amen.
And then finally, you know, it's the soul winners. It's the soul winners who are just going to go out and they're going to, like, we're going to do this afternoon. We're just going to put their feet to the pavement and go out, be ambassadors for Christ, and get some people saved. Right?
Yeah.
And even these kids here. When these kids get to be, you know, 10, 12, 13 years old, you know who's really good at getting, like, 13, 14-year-old kids saved? Like, 14, 15-year-old kids. You know what I mean? Because it's a little weird if I walk up to a bunch of, like, little kids. You know, so it's good to have teenagers that can go and get a bunch of little kids saved. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So, let's arise and build.